the intelligence communities developing an agile workforce to embrace crisis as the new normal. Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, director of the Defense Intelligence Agency, described some of the workforce challenges facing the intelligence community and the threats they're preparing for. Federal News Radio's Lauren Larson has that story.
As the intelligence community prepares to deploy the shared IT environment, iSight, Defense Intelligence Agency Director Lieutenant General Michael Flynn says some of the biggest hurdles may be human and not technical.
We will be able to be there soon, to where we can virtually bring people together and do things, but we've got to overcome some cultural barriers, and frankly, we have to work through a generation of people that are still struggling to understand how to not operate in that environment, how to even think about how to operate in that environment.
Speaking at the GON conference in Tampa, Florida, Tuesday, Flynn also stressed the importance of finding ways to work together with other government agencies.
So when we brought people together from different parts of the government, we found that we were highly effective, very effective. And so what we need to do is we need to think about how do we do that at a higher operational level and certainly at a strategic level.
Being prepared for an increasingly wider variety of threats in a rapidly changing world means placing the right people in the right places.
How do we bring people together to focus on a problem? Kind of like the idea of object-based production. Here's the problem area, bring the right kinds of people together. For us, one of our centers, the Europe-Eurasia Center, run by John Sadler, you know, that was the last one that we decided to stand up because, you know, at the time, well over a year ago, we said, well, we'll make that our last priority because, you know, Europe, Eurasia, the Eastern Europe part of the world wasn't that hot. They were stood up as of about actually right after Christmas this past year. And I mean, it's like they've been going 24/7.
DIA is predominantly a training organization. According to Flynn, they spend between $150 and $200 million a year on training. This includes training outside DOD and across the intelligence community. He says last year they trained over 160,000 people between DOD and agencies. He calls the workforce the most important investment they can make. To maintain a high-quality workforce, Flynn says they need to think about recruiting at a younger age and looking for ways to make up where the public education system is lacking.
Our nation is still really strong in the higher education, the collegiate and graduate level school system. K through 12, not so much. We have got to break back into that market. We've got to figure out how do we invest in some of that. So whether that's done through private investment, whether it's done through a public-private venture, whether it's done through, you know, developing new ideas about how do we get interns into the system, even at the high school level in some cases. But we've got to be thinking about how to do this, because there's dollars available that we do put to this because we have to train a workforce.
So what are they training for? Flynn says they're focused on exploding populations and technology.
You begin to look at places on the planet where there are large segments of large populations and they are growing rapidly. And you also look at the information technology that's there. For example, the continent of Africa. On the continent of Africa, about 47% of the global cell phone market is on the continent of Africa. So you have this exploding population. You have generally weak institutions, in some cases no institutions, but you have this connected population. And you have a lot of underlying conditions, even though it may show that a government is thriving economically because it's a dictatorship, let's say. Actually, the underlying conditions are not, they're going in just the opposite direction.
India will soon surpass China as the most populated country in the world. They're expected to grow by 800 million between now and 2050. To grasp the threat posed by technology, Flynn says,
behind every computer is a human being. Now, that may not be the case in the future, but right now, behind every computer is a human being. That means that they have intentions, they have, you know, a willingness, or they're being directed.
He says technology empowers the individual.
Technology is now in the power of an individual. We have these super empowered individuals, and they will become even more deadly in some cases. Certainly, they will become a greater threat.
Lauren Larson, 1500 AM and federalnewsradio.com.